Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, my friends. This week, I wanted to talk about how grief is a normal emotion. And it's not this time span of, you know, okay, 3 months you're going to be this, 6 months you're going to be this, a year out, 2 years. Congratulations, you are a grief graduate. Never going to happen, okay? It is normal to have your ups and your downs. I had, a holiday just barely was, if you're watching this video at a later time, for us, it was just recently Father's Day. And that comes with so many emotions. If you've lost a father, if your kids have lost a father, if you have a friend that you thought you was a father figure in your life that's gone. I mean, there's so many emotions tied to holidays. And I had one of my clients reach out, and they were really discouraged, and they were crying, and they were upset. And I was able to go and talk to them and tell them that this is normal, this is okay. Having that emotional roller coaster, those building feelings before holidays, anniversaries, birthdays, Mother's Days, Father's Days, that is a completely normal emotion that is healthy to cry, to let it out, as Gunner would say, and know that you're doing a good job. You're doing okay. Grief is normal. A story that I have loved, if you have experienced loss and you have little people in your life, it's called Tear Soup, and it's by Chuck DeClen and Pat Schwiebert. Okay, that's a mouthful. But the story is beautiful, and in essence, you know, this person is in their kitchen, and they pull out their pot, and they make this recipe called tear soup, and they cry, and there's a cloud in their house, and it's depressing, and it's dark, and for a while, that's all they want to make, okay? That's the only menu option, and then after a while, then they don't have tear soup as much, and then sometimes they just feel like that craving, and they get it down, and they make the tear soup, and It was a good analogy, something good for my kids to wrap their mind around. And if they're having a hard day, it's like, it's okay, babe. You know, you're making tear soup, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's healthy. That's normal. And it's also for adults, not just for kids. Like, I am like, oh, hello, it's going to be a tear soup kind of day. So don't get down on yourself. Don't think, man, I'm not doing this right. I feel like I'm regressing. You know, that's a really common emotion, frustration with grief and loss, is that you think you're doing good. You know, like you're rolling, working, clawing hard up this hill, and then you hit a bump, especially with a loss and a death, you know, a trigger, right? Something that you see that reminds you of that person, and then you feel like you slide back down. But grief is not a hill. Okay, you are not climbing your way out of grief. Grief is like a roller coaster ride, and you're going to have those beautiful times when you think you've got it all together, and then you're going to feel like, oh no, I'm regressing. I'm dipping back into depression, and I'm rolling back down the hill. But don't think of it as a hill, okay? Think of it as, if you're doing good, then you're gonna have these waves up and down, and that is completely normal. That is healthy. My opinion too, and see a healthcare professional. For me, depression is a normal side effect of death, of loss. And a lot of times in our society, we just want to throw prescriptions at somebody, right? If someone's crying, you'll give them a tissue so they'll stop, you know. But sometimes we need to go through and work through those emotions. We need to make that tear soup. And then we're going to be moving through that in a way that is healthy. We're growing through our grief and not stacking it and making it spill over. That soup, if we don't make it, it's going to spill over into lots of different categories of our lives. And I have seen that from my kids in grief. I have seen that with so many clients in grief. I've seen that in a partner with grief. If you stuff and you ignore, it affects you in so many other ways. So don't run from that grief. It's unhealthy. Make that to your soup. Don't think you're regressing. And if you find that you're depressed like every day, every week, this is my barometer for people. If you have bad, deep down days and you think, oh man, maybe I need depression medication. Number one, see a healthcare professional, see a mental health specialist. But from my personal story in my life is if I'm depressed for a day or two and that turns into three, which turns into a week, which turns into two, which turns into a month, then you have a problem. Then you have a depression where you're not able to function. But if you're able to function and you're sad because of a death, that is normal. Like, how are you not supposed to be depressed if you lost someone that you love? And just be really aware of other people and their opinions and know in your heart that because you have loved so much, it's going to hurt and it's going to sting and you're going to feel that. But don't run from it. Make your tear soup when you need to. A great quote that I love from Brené Brown, and I love to listen to her podcast, Unlocking Us. But she says, quote, "We run from grief because loss scares us, yet our hearts reach towards grief because the broken parts want to mend." And I want to say that one more time. So be ready for it. Just get ready to marinate and hear something good. We run from grief because loss scares us, yet our hearts reach toward grief because the broken parts want to mend. When you feel that tug in your heart, when you feel that tear soup recipe on the menu for the day, don't ignore it. Talk to a friend, journal, have whatever sacred space that you need to honor those feelings and know you're not a freak. You are not doing it wrong. You are honoring your loss in a way that you need to. And I'm proud of you. Keep moving forward. If you need help in your grief, in your loss, I love to help others. That's one of the passions in my life. You can check out my website, see testimonials. You can see it at CamilleBauer.com and get a lowdown of what I do. But thanks for listening. And if you're watching on my YouTube channel, thanks for watching. And remember, you're not a freak. We have loved people and we are going to love them for the rest of our lives. And I love David Kessler's quote, you know, when will grief end? Well, how long will they be dead for? So no, you're on a journey, not a destination. I love you and have a great week.